are very simple. This guy's the bad guy, this guy's the good guy. We're going to root for him. He may have his problems, but so I see the world, having been brought up in a political family, I know the mixture that people are. Harry Truman did more harm to the United States than any president in our history, and was one of the nicest and most honorable of men. But he replaced the old republic with a national security state, with a Cold War. As Charles Beard, the historian, said, we are now set for perpetual war for perpetual peace. And then we've had 50 years of that. And yet he's venerated, mm-hmm. you know, because he's a nice little man. People are mixtures. And if you're brought up in Washington and your family's in the trade of politics, you know how complex people are. And I often say that one of the worst presidents of the United States was Jack Kennedy. In 1,000 days, he got us into an invasion of Cuba that failed, a missile crisis that nearly killed us all, and into the Vietnam War. I said, another 1,000 days and we would all be dead. I said, but weren't you his friend? I said, I was very much his friend. I adored Jack Kennedy. He was the greatest gossip that ever lived, among other things. He was a wonderful guy. He was a god-awful president. Now, can't you get the two things in your head? I don't know what it is been done to the American brain, but if you like somebody, everything he does is okay.